First, some background. The state was already facing a $6 billion structural deficit when the fiscal year began last April, and Cuomo had been managing some of that shortfall by practicing some bookkeeping tricks, including delaying Medicaid payments due to health care providers for a few days at the end of the fiscal year so that they fell into the next fiscal year. After the coronavirus struck and tax collections plummeted, the deficit grew. Cuomo says the losses total $15 billion. His budget office, after taking some cost-saving measures, says the amount of the actual shortfall is closer to $8 billion. For months, the governor's main strategy has been waiting for Democrats to be elected to the White House and to Congress, and hoping that they will deliver a federal stimulus package that would include bailouts for state and local governments hard hit by the pandemic. Cuomo has repeatedly said that Washington owes New York.
We have the lowest Medicaid reimbursement rate in the United States of America. They illegally interfered with our global travel. We were a political target. We were politically extorted by Washington. And now you have new leadership. And we expect the new leadership to right the wrongs.
The governor, in his State of the State address, said without a bailout, the choices to close the deficit are grim, and they include tax hikes and cuts to schools.
Even after all of that pain, we would still need billions in cuts to health care in the middle of a pandemic. And we would need to borrow billions at the cost of future generations. It would be devastating to all New Yorkers.
Cuomo is under increasing pressure from the progressive wing of his Democratic Party to add new, higher income tax brackets for the wealthy. Advocacy groups are holding demonstrations outside the governor's office and other locations, and they've gained the backing of over 100 lawmakers. Senate leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, in her opening address to lawmakers earlier this month, says her majority party Democrats support the proposal.
We need to make sure that more of the millionaires and billionaires who have gotten even richer step up during this pandemic.
Democrats who lead the assembly also back raising taxes on the state's richest. Both houses now have enough Democratic members to form a supermajority that could override any potential vetoes by Cuomo. Stewart Cousins, the first African-American woman to lead the Senate, says new taxes and other revenue raisers, like legalizing marijuana and expanding sports betting, could avoid cuts that could adversely affect the state's black and brown communities.
And we could do it without moving towards austerity or balancing our budget on the backs of our working families.
Cuomo has already said he will include in his budget proposals to legalize the adult recreational use of marijuana and to expand sports gambling. Revenues could total $800 million a year when the changes are fully operational. That's around one-tenth of what's needed to balance the state's budget. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.